bubble.
KO4H get?
Let me change something. Give me a signal check just a minute. Or how's that sound?
To the repeater, Sean.
God, damn. How was your evening? I'm headed down to Anderson to pick up Rich.
I was wondering if you was picking him up or already on your way up. I had a good evening. Got home somewhere between 8 and 8:30. And relaxed this evening.
Up emailing folks.
Everything you're doing, really do.
See after all this.
Sit down and buy you a sweet tea and actually enjoy your conversation.
What's on the agenda today, or what's the focus? Do you know yet?
Yeah, this morning I'm on my way right now, just pulling out. So I should know something here shortly, because you're going to lose a repeater on your way over there, and when you come back into service, we should have somewhat of a game plan by then.
At the edge of it, I'm all the way down 85. I'm interested if we're going to try to get into McDowell County again, or what we're going to do, so if you can kind of give me a high-level game plan when you're able, and we'll start bringing things up.
That's the thing. We don't know if we're going to McDowell County or towards Spruce Pines. One of those two.
Roger. That individual from the organization I told you about, I think they even got people on Black Mountain themselves. I don't know where Spruce Pine is in relation to Black Mountain, but, might be able to kind of kill two birds with one stone.
Black Mountain is on the way to Spruce Pine.
Alright. I'll work on that. Traffic's kind of heavy. I'm going to put both hands on the wheel. But I'll be here if you need me. W4SOE.
You be safe out there. I don't need anything happening to you right now.
You'd have to answer to my wife then.
Look at that. KO4HGX. Standing by.
Hey, Sean, when you get a chance, can you give me a telephone call? Thank you.
Catch all that. Say again, W4SOE.
This is KN4UPY, Jansen. When you get a chance, can you give me a phone call?
I'll do that right now. Well, give me 5 minutes. W4SOE.
I'm going to go grab my phone. KN4UPY, stand by.
HKX. N4ZLK.
How are you? KO4HX here.
I just headed in. Hope you're doing well. Just wanted to say good morning. I heard you talking to Tim, you and Ken. I had the HT on in the house while I was getting ready.
Glad you did say good morning. Just to have some semblance of normalcy on here again. But yeah, it was good to talk to Tim. I hadn't talked to him in probably a year.
Haven't heard him or Mike at all in probably longer than that, so I'm glad he checked in with you. It's nice to know he's still listening out there anyway.
It is nice to know that for sure.
Need you get some rest?
5 to 6.
More difficult, driving down the mountain in the tool truck or doing this?
This has been more stressful. Dealing with certain parts of it. The tool truck, pretty much it's on, I've been doing it so long now, it's on coast mode, you know, I just kind of take it as it comes. And, but when I first started, I would have said the tool truck was more stressful and more work to do.
Well, this is what I think all of us kind of got into ham radio for a little bit, is to be able to help out. So, and you're definitely getting your fair share of it, and we appreciate it. I know a lot of people do, and you're doing a great job. Just wanted to let you know.
With the wife the other day, and it just seems like God has just directed my path into this. Not that I was planning for it or, you know, looking for it or anything like that, just putting my interest in places to do this, be able to do this kind of stuff.
It's amazing how that happens. Sometimes we get forced into it whether we want it or not. But, yeah, I'd be there if I could help out more. But I was listening to Ken this morning talk about his company providing the generators, and, you know, Connor and Seth's company, they've shut down. They've opened up their office for the employees who've lost their homes, letting them shower, and they're cooking food for them, and then they're out with all the employees who can. They're out clearing trees, clearing roads, clearing stuff off of people's roofs, tarping them, you know, doing all this for free. And I told Beth, I said, I was just trying to imagine UPS doing something like that for us, and I just can't see it happening. Their motto is, get to work, we gotta go.
That's the difference between a corporation and a small family-owned business. And if you talk to Connor, give him my cell phone number and have him text me that information again, because I have they had questions about it, and I haven't been able to get back with him about it. So if you could you relay that for me?
I'll send him a text here in a little bit. Are you able to get texts now? Is cell service picked up a little bit?
Earlier and later in the day, because everybody's not overloading it with sending pictures and, you know, just general conversations. But it does get spotty through the day.
Good. Well, I'm happy to report that the last two of my kids who didn't have power, their power was turned on last night. So the four of them and their families now have power, and everything is coming back to normal for them.
Roger that. That's good to hear. And looks like we had another tree fall last night right here close to where I'm going.
Didn't destroy anything. I'll let you go. Sounds like you're getting close. I just wanted to say good morning and hope you have a good day. And I'll be trying to listen. I keep forgetting to bring some stuff to make an attempt. I'm so busy relearning how to get ready in the morning with a different process. So I keep forgetting to bring what I want to bring to try to make my reception a lot better. You'll be able to get in the repeater. We'll talk to you later, Patrick, and have a good day. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
And you be safe out there on the roads. I know they still got to be spots that are bad. And good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX, 73, and I'm clear.